I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night. Why do you want me? I'll start out by saying, relaying our thank you from CWA Local 1180's Equity Committee that will perform that at Saturday. And they thank us very much for our singing again. I think it's important this year. And I hope all of you enjoyed your food. And some to take home. The next thing I want to say is that tickets!
Save money!
I closed at 5, but I forgot to bring the check.
Okay, the checks, again, mine is made out to Tribeca Performing Arts Center. But we need the money because, we are not told the tickets. And they have asked us about our selling of our tickets. We have to turn in money to the box office. So please, next Monday, please, Elmer's here. If you want to stop now and give her money, please. Wait just a minute, please, Milton, let me finish my sentence. And she'll take the money. But try and, get here early because... Elma is in far off away, so she's quite a way to get home. So she likes to be at home at a decent hour. Okay? And
when should we return the unsold tickets, Mike?
There shouldn't be any.
But if, please,
we have to stress to you again. We need the moolah. We cannot run this organization without funds, and this is where we make our monies, on our concerts, and at the concerts we will sell our merchandise, we will have an anniversary sweater, and Susan has on her
solidarity shirt.
And we have little tins that we're going to be selling, and we hope to have the tote bags. The little tote bags we have. We hope to have them ready by then to sell.
Say something without saying it. Who is this?
Who would need for
anybody to have a problem?
Sure. Thank you.
I got the performing
But we do have cards. If anybody needs four cards, we have more. Remember, the postage is paid on, so you can mail them out.
Yeah.
Stick them in the mailbox.
Definitely.
You can mail.
Okay, for those who are interested in going down to Maryland for the awards ceremony where Barbara's going to receive Joe Hill Award, we need your name tonight because it's based on the registration. So,
You go for a day.
You can go for a day, yes. Okay. So if you're coming for a day, you'll be responsible for whatever foods you're going to take care of or whatever. You don't have to register for the whole event, yes.
Say the dates again.
Huh?
Say the dates again.
Oh, the dates again. The dates are going to be from the 28th of June until the 30th, which is a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you are interested in going, we need to know the numbers because the numbers will take precedence over the travel, okay? If we cannot get enough people to get a bus, you're going to have to either jump the rails or do the buses. Okay? So, what I'm trying to say is, I need to know as soon as possible if you know. Now, some people have already come to me and said it's impossible for them to meet that day. If you only go for one day, you understand. Now, if you're going, I need to know who is driving. Okay, if anyone is driving, because it's very important because our numbers determine how we travel. So tonight, before you leave, please see me because I got to get the early registrations in. Now, hotels are still the same. The Labor Heritage Foundation said the same fees that we're paying, they're paying the same thing. Okay? That it's $101 per night for a hotel, okay? Based on double occupancy. And that's not including the tax, okay? Not including the tax, so it's $101 per night. Now, those who need more information, not to belabor the situation here because we are trying to rehearse, you can see me afterwards, and I'll answer all of your questions. Okay? Thank you. I'm sorry, wait. You can say it again.
She pulls some information out, like.
Yeah. We're going to go all weekend together and return together, but it won't be on the same day.
How can you do that?
I think she asked a question. I wonder if this makes any
sense. There'll be a paper circulating into the bazaar, into the Colonel section and come around. And then if you don't get this paper before the end of the night, please see me because I'm going to get back to me. So put your names on it because I need to know.
Oh, your place is just
paper tickets now, if you want to, because that's a little brave.
London or
I had meant to do birthdays in March, but then we had two Mondays off and it screwed me up. So I'm going to do birthdays, which is on here right now. So March birthdays are March the 2nd, Kathy's Osino. March the 11th, Harriet, March 12th, Paul Allison. March 17th, Colleen Gassner. And Lisa Lincoln. Lisa. March 24th, Paul Koppelman. March 25th, John Gosser.
Yes.
April 3rd, Doretha Cook. April 4th, Jesse Kasowitz. April 5th, Judy Kleiner. April 18th, Sarah Eisenberg. April 19th, Janet Lehman. April 22nd, Lincoln Fodder, the other Lincoln. And April 30th, Terry Weissman. And March and April ones I missed.
April 20th.
Who's got a pen?
Yeah.
May I have a pen, please? Can I borrow a pen? Thank you. Okay. April 24th and March.
Thank you.
know.
This is so funny.
Barbara mentioned me before, I'm Claire.
Oh, I see.
You sound so fantastic. I've got a choir in England, in London.
This is our guest. This is Claire from London.
They're called the Boulder Group. And we made two YouTubes, and one is called The Bankers Are to Blame. Ain't Gonna Close Our Centers Down, and that's the petition down by the Riverside. We've had so many hits, I can't tell you. We've had like 2,500 hits in a month.
Right.
Can you spell it?
It's called Boulder. It's like older with me. So anyway, it's really just beginning. So I've been working with this separately.
Boulder.
This is just filling my heart with joy.